Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. Crayola crayons. Ever wondered where they came from? Well, it all started way back in 1903 with two friends, Edwin Binney and Harold Smith. These two were like super inventors of their time, and they created something that kids, like you and me, would love forever. The crayon. And get this, the name Crayola actually comes from French. Cray means chalk, and ola means oily because, well, crayons are kind of waxy and smooth like that. Pretty clever, right? Now picture this. The very first Crayola box only had 8 colors. Like, can you imagine just red, blue, yellow, and a few more? No wild magentas or sparkling silvers. But over time, Crayola expanded into this giant rainbow of shades, every color you could ever dream of. And even cooler, that means artists everywhere got to explore and share their unique ideas. It's like every new crayon added to the box brought more creativity into the world. Mind-blowing, right? Okay, fun story time. So once in my Inventon lab, I thought, what if I could mix some colors to create my own insanely cool crayon? I tried everything. Melting, smooshing, a little sprinkling. And yeah, it didn't exactly go as planned. But imagine creating your dream color, like galaxy glitter or supernova yellow. What color would you invent? Okay, crayons. They're pretty simple, right? Wrong. There's some serious science going on behind the scenes to give you those bright, safe, and oh-so-awesome colors. You see, crayons are made with wax and pigment. Wax gives them that smooth glide across the paper, like skating on an ice rink. And the pigment? That's the stuff that makes all the colors pop. Scientists, like actual real scientists, work super hard to make sure the pigments are not only vibrant, but also totally safe for everyone to use. And did you know that Crayola is always experimenting and improving their colors? Like, they've teamed up with some of the coolest chemists and artists to create shades that are both gorgeous and reliable. Think about it. Every time you color, you're using a tiny piece of art and science teamwork. Boom. Mind blown, right? Now, here's a super fun story. Back in 1958, Crayola held this big contest to let people name their newest colors. And guess what? That's how we got the name macaroni and cheese for that creamy orange crayon. Like, can you even believe that? People had so much fun suggesting all these wacky names, and Crayola was like, yeah, let's keep it fun and creative. So, here's a challenge for you. Check out your crayon box. Like, right now. What's the wildest name you can find? Maybe it's Razzmatazz or Laser Lemon. And if you could make up your own crayon color, anything your heart desires, what would you call it? I mean, I'm thinking something like Marshmallow Galaxy or Slime Monster Green. Go ahead, get creative and own it. All right, let's dive into one of Crayola's biggest, most colorful moments, 1990. That's when they introduced a whopping 120 colors. I mean, just imagine the excitement, opening up a box and finding all those shades ready to bring your ideas to life. But you know, with great color comes, well, some tough decisions. They retired certain colors, like dandelion, to make space for fresh favorites. It's sort of like trading your old toys to get a brand new one. Kind of sad, but also super exciting at the same time. And do you know what makes crayons so much more than just a tool for coloring within the lines? They're like the ultimate keys to unlock creativity. Seriously, you can tell stories, express emotions, or even imagine a new world, all with just a crayon in your hand. Crayola's not just about art supplies, it's about giving everyone the freedom to dream and create. That's why artists, teachers, and like, kids everywhere adore them. Okay, here's a fun little challenge for you. I want you to imagine a color that doesn't even exist yet, like something totally new. What would it look like? Would it shimmer like starlight, or maybe glow like the deepest jungle at night? You could even create your own story or drawing to bring that color to life. And hey, who knows? Maybe one day you'll see your color idea in a Crayola box. That'd be, like, beyond cool, right? And that's all for today, my curious adventurers. Remember, every crayon you hold is a gateway to a brand new idea, a brand new story. So keep dreaming, keep imagining, and most of all, keep creating. Until next time, this is Max Velocity. Stay curious, stay creative.